The following is a paid program on this station.
Investing involves risk and potential loss of principal, and there is no assurance that any investment will achieve its stated objectives. Historical investment performance is no guarantee of future results. Opinions and commentary discussed on this program are not intended to convey specific investment or financial advice, nor is it intended to recommend any specific investment or financial product. Listeners are encouraged to consult their own legal or financial advisor to determine the suitability of any specific investment strategy or investment product. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or investment service. Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families navigate the ever-changing, often treacherous, financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the show. Got a great show planned for you. We're going to start it off with our market update, but we're also going to get into more listener questions, some questions we've got. For those of you that heard the show before, you know that we recently did the retirement roundtable with Rick Gregorick and your partner-in-law and Steve Teitler at Best Mortgage and Brian Ott at 525 Advisors and had a huge turnout. Dory Monson emceed the event for us and it was a fantastic event. It was a one-stop shop. You get all your questions answered, whether it's about mortgages, investments, life insurance, long-term care, and we've partnered with these guys because they're great guys. We all, view things similarly, and, we're really stingy at Abraham & Company about where we send referrals, where we send our clients, because we got a saying that a referral is, it's all downside, right, in terms of, we don't make any money when we send a referral somewhere, so it's all about our clients getting a good experience. And we're very choosy about who we send our clients to. And all of those guys, we send business to, we think the world of those guys. And so I think it's a great opportunity to get all of your questions answered and get in front of people that can answer all of your questions. And we got another event, for those of you that missed it, we got another event coming up in beginning of 2017. We're still getting the dates tied in, but it's going to be around the beginning of February, probably late January, somewhere in there. And so keep an eye out for that. I think it's a great event. And so without further ado, though, let's get into the market. So the quote-unquote Trump rally continues. For those of you listening to the show, you know what we think. I was looking at a really interesting chart earlier today. Warren Buffett, I think most of you know his name. Certainly, and everybody in my industry should know his name. Warren Buffett likes to look at valuations, right? We all know this. He likes to buy cheap and sell when it's expensive. One of his famous adages is we like to be greedy when people are fearful and fearful when people are greedy. And there are there's so many different ways to measure value in the stock market. And a client asked me the other day, and it was a great question, actually, because when you do this for a living, you tend to, roll over things like this and not really think it through because things become second nature to you, as I'm sure a lot of you can relate to in your job or your profession or your career. But anyway, I was sitting with a client the other day and they asked me, Zach, what do you mean by expensive? What do you mean by highly valued? And I thought, that's a great question. I should probably not just be running over the top of that and assuming people understand. So when we look at a stock, we look at it like any other business, right? Put yourself in the position of an investor and think to yourself, say your buddy comes up and says, hey, I've got a corner store or I've got an electrical business or whatever, fill in the blank with whatever you want. And he goes, do you want to buy it? And you go, well, I'm all ears. I'm listening. What are the terms? He goes, well, I'll sell it to you for $1 million. What would your next question be? I hope it would be, well, what do you make? What did you make last year? What did you make on average the previous 5 years? What do you project you're going to make next year? Right? And we would look at both the revenue and the profit. We would look at the business to see if we thought there were easy things that we could do, changes we could make to improve the profit margin of the business. And then looking at the profit and the revenue the business generates, we'd sit there and put that against the backdrop of $1 million purchase price in the business. And we'd sit there and go, does that make sense? And let's say the guy wants to sell you the business for $1 million and the business makes, made $40,000 in profit last year. That's probably not going to be very attractive, right? That's a 4% return on your capital. Now, there are extenuating circumstances. Maybe the business comes with these assets or anything like that. And we can get in that, and that's more complicated. But this is the basic concept. You're paying $1 million. You're making 40, right? That's not attractive. Now, again, there could be ancillary things involved that could make it attractive, but in and of itself, that's not very attractive. So then you go, well, what'd you make the previous 5 years? And he goes, well, it was better then. We were averaging $45,000 to $50,000 profit. Still not very attractive, right? Running a business and putting out $1 million, that's a lot of risk. And when you're getting a return of 4 or 5%, that's not very attractive. You know, you hear us rail about bonds all the time, but you can go out and put your money in a bond fund and make 2.5%, 3.5%, and take no risk relatively. Right? You got some interest rate risk, but you're not going to worry about waking up one day and having your $1 million be gone. So that's the basic idea with value. We just apply that same type of idea to stocks. We sit there and go, okay, I don't care what your stock price is. That's the other thing. I talk to investors all the time and they go, oh, I don't want to buy that company. That stock's too expensive. I don't buy anything over $100. And for a lot of you, you may understand this, but for those of you that don't, the price of the stock is absolutely immaterial. It does not matter. It matters what amount of revenue is generated per share of stock. That's how we look at valuations when we're looking at stocks. But it's the same basic idea as the corner store analogy I was using earlier. So anyway, how we look at valuations is we look at the companies on the S&P 500 and we sit there and go, okay, on average, how much profit are they making? And now on average, what is their stock price in relation to the profit they're making? Right? That's the key thing in relation to the profit. Because you could have a really cheap stock that was $300 a share. The flip side is you could have an extremely expensive stock that's $1 a share. It all depends on how many shares they've got out there, how much profit they're generating, things of that nature. So really what it is it's a measure of valuation, is a measure of profit compared to the actual cost of the share of stock. Okay? So when we look at valuation, some people look at price to earnings ratios or PE ratios. There's a bunch, like I said, tons of different metrics. But Warren Buffett's favorite metric is he likes to add up all the value of the stock market and compare it to gross domestic product or GDP, the total output of the economy. And when you look at total stock market valuations against world gross domestic product, the amount of trade and the amount that the world economy is growing, that ratio has never been higher. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. The ratio's never been higher. Now, that's one way to value stocks. There's other ways that don't show it quite as highly valued, but pretty much every different way you can assign a valuation is it's really expensive. It's historically expensive. Add to that, you've got an underperforming economy. So I say it all the time on here. I'm watching investors actually now getting more and more excited about the stock market. There seems to be less fear than there was because of this quote-unquote Trump rally. Listen, people, nothing has changed. The outlook for the U.S. economy is better. I think Trump's going to be more friendly to business, and I think that's impossible to argue. But you've got auto loan delinquencies now at a level that they haven't been since 2007. You've got mortgage delinquencies rising. And I'm not saying the world's coming apart. What I'm saying is the economy is nowhere near justifying the price of the stock market. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. So we'll get into more of this. We've got a break coming up, but we're going to get into some client questions. We've been doing this segment recently, and I think it's the best way to relay information to you guys and just share questions that we've listened to while we're sitting in, our meetings with clients and we're doing the risk reviews that we talk about. And by the way, if you want to do a 15-minute free risk review, you can always give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We do a side-by-side comparison with the portfolio you currently have. Takes about 15 minutes, and we'll give you some ideas. And that's it. If you want to meet with us after that, then obviously we'd be more than happy to do that, but you're obligated to nothing. It's just like getting a second opinion. So you can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can schedule an appointment on our online scheduler. And you can also check out some of the marketing pieces we have in there, such as the piece, you know, turn your 401k into a pension. And, you know, we've got some other good information on there. And, but yeah, give us a call, go to the website. We'd love to talk to you. But anyway, thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
When it comes to politics and investing, this is a smart audience. How do I know that? Because I talk to many of you every week. Some of you are buying gold, some are sitting on mountains of cash, and some are simply sticking with the same old investment portfolio that has drastically underperformed for the past 16 years of booms and busts. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Abraham & Company. And all of this fear and confusion is precisely why we deploy our risk management investment approach. Rather than suggesting a portfolio based simply on your age, we build personalized retirement plans for each and every client that reflect both their individual growth needs and risk tolerance. What should your portfolio look like? Call us right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to get a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and the risk-managed portfolio that we would recommend. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for sticking with us. For those of you that heard the last segment, you heard us talking about client questions or listener questions. And I think one of the best ways to relay information to you guys is to tell you stories about clients that we're currently working with, questions that they've asked us, clients from the retirement roundtable, listeners that have called into the show or email us questions. And as I was illustrating in the last segment, in case you missed it, these are really valuable for me too, because again, when you're doing it every single day and your face is so far up close, you forget, you know, you lose track of what the average person that doesn't do this for a living thinks, you know, much as like, I'm sure it'd be like with a group of doctors, you know, I go ask them, oh, what do you think about this? And they go off on some medical study that they've recently done. And, you know, your eyes glaze over and you're sitting there going, look, man, I just wanted to know, you know, the best way to fix a headache. So that's why I love doing these. So anyway, I get into a client. We met this client at the retirement roundtable and I was with them the other evening and started explaining to them our risk management model. And again, for those of you that don't know, we do things a little bit differently, regardless of your age and the amount of money you have. That does not necessarily dictate to us what your investment portfolio should be. And that's the way that virtually all the firms out there do it. And I've worked at several of the big firms, and I can tell you it's not the worst way to do things, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. What we like to do and what we believe in is a risk management model, meaning get to know what our clients like, get to know what our clients' aspirations are, get to know what our client wants to do with their money. Do they want to leave money for the grandkids? Do they want to donate to their college? Are there other philanthropic things that they would like to do? How many vacations a year? Figuring out what we need to do, how much, what we need their money to do, right? How much do we need to make per year? What are the average annual gains that we need to sustain them in retirement, fund the things they want to do, but also make sure that they've got money for the rest of their lives, regardless of what happens or regardless of how high inflation goes, right? So we call that model risk management. And there's many different ways we do it. Every client is different. But like I said, the basic idea is to reach your retirement goals while taking as little risk as necessary. So we sat down with this client. They've done a great job of saving for retirement. They had a pretty big account. And they've also done a very good job of limiting their bills, right? That's the other side of retirement. It doesn't matter how much you save. We also need to be, managing what our bills look like and what, what kind of overhead we're going to go into retirement with. And so looking at the amount of money that the client had, we figured that if we generated annual returns with their account of 4.5% to 5% a year on average, that would be more than enough to fulfill their retirement, dreams and wishes, and give them the level of retirement income that they need. Live the, lifestyle they want, pay for all the things they want. So we started doing, walking through our risk management model and saying, look, how much risk do you want to take? And the wife looked at me and she kind of had this quizzical look on her face. And she goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, we're talking about 4.5%, 5%. There's many ways we can do that. There's ways that we can do it with you taking virtually, I don't want to say no risk, but virtually no risk. With products that are guaranteed against loss. How much, what are you looking for? And she goes, well, what do you think I should do? And I said, and that's when I went through our model again. I said, look, we don't have, obviously we've got our preferential way of doing things, but what our model is figuring out what you need and building a portfolio that you like, that has the right amount of risk, but also accomplishes your needs. And so many of us are only used to the two-pronged approach, right? You got bonds and you got stocks. Okay. The one thing I want to do, and this is a little bit of a side, I'm going to go a little off the track here, but I'll get back to this question or the topic that we're discussing here. But one thing I would like you all to do, everybody that's listening to this show, I want you to go home and look at your 401k or your IRA statements. And I want you to figure out what rate of return you've gotten. How much has your money made over the last, let's call it 15 to 18 years? Now, in order to figure out that number, what you've got to do is you've got to subtract out every dime you've put into it. One of the biggest mistakes I see clients, we've been averaging 12% a year. And I sit there and I go, wow, that's incredible. Well, what I find out is that they're adding in the money that they've put in, that they've been paying in, right? You got to subtract it out. You got to figure out how your investments are doing. The money you put in that's not investment performance. You got to figure that out. So you need to look at it. If you're an average client, I'll tell you, you hear these guys on the radio saying, don't do this, don't do that. You got to have all your money in the stock market because it averages 9.5%. Do you know that the S&P 500 since 1999 has averaged about 4.5%? Depending on how you look at it, you can tweak the numbers a little bit here and there. My point is that these average portfolios these guys are selling you and telling you that, this is the annual average. Ask them what they've done the last 18 years. Because I guarantee you it's not where, and they go, we don't look at the last 18 years. We go all the way back to the Great Depression. You look at them and go, how applicable are investment returns from 1950 to say 1970 compared to now? In 1950, we were on the gold standard. In 1950, televisions in every home didn't exist. It's ridiculous. They're going to say, you got to go back and you got to look at it. It's average 9.5%. That's nonsense. Let's look at the last 20 years. Last 20 years, markets averaged less than 5. Okay? So let's wake up to current events. And they go, it's going to get back to normal. And it's like, that's what everybody said after the tech crash. Yeah, that's what everybody said about the real estate crash. And this run-up has been great. But again, you've averaged, if you've been in the market the entire time, about 4.5%. So why are we killing ourselves and taking all this risk and exposing ourselves to 50, 60% losses and drawdowns when we've been averaging 4.5%. Interestingly enough, do you know that since 1999 to 2016, you would have made more money on average had you not had a dime in the stock market and you had all your money in bonds? That's 18 years. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good sample size, right? I'm not just talking about the last 6 months or the last 3 years. This is 18 years. So anyway, getting back to what I was telling the client, I said, look, you're in an advantageous situation. You need a 4.5% average, 5% average. There's many ways we can do that. You don't have to take any risk if you don't want to. We've got products that are guaranteed against loss that have averaged 6.5% or 7% over the last 10 years. Literally doubled the return of the stock market over that same period of time, over the last 10 years, and they're guaranteed against loss. That is 100% true. You can give me a call. Okay? The point is that if you need to average what this client needs, a 5% return on their money, you don't need to take any risk if you don't want to. Now, it's not what I'd advise, because I think that having some money in the stock market in one way, shape, or form at all times is a good idea. It's the greatest wealth generator of all time. And she still, you know, she started to come around. She said, okay. And she said, well, what do you mean? You know, what mutual funds are we going to use? And I said, do you want to use mutual funds? And she kind of looked at me quizzically and she said, well, I've heard you guys talk about bonds are bad. And I go, yeah, but, you know, due to your low return needs, bonds might be okay. And then she looked at me and she goes, well, what would you, you know, if this was you, what would you prescribe? What would your recommendation be? And I'm going to tell you that recommendation right after we get back from the next break. Don't mean to leave you hanging, but we got these breaks coming up and I got the producer looking at me going, come on, we'll see you in 2 minutes. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company and host of Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH. If you're retired or about ready to retire, significant losses in the market could be devastating and forever change the course of your life. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call and we'll show you what famous life coach Anthony Robbins refers to as the elevator that can only go up. It's a program we offer our clients that rises with the stock market, but it's guaranteed not to lose money when the market goes down. For over 30 years, Abraham & Company has been helping Northwest families transition their life savings from the asset accumulation phase to the preservation phase. Call us right now and see how to participate in market gains and not the losses. Call us at 1-866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
Now, back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. And for those of you that are just joining us, I'm going to pick up where I left off. I was talking about a client, or a potential client rather. Actually, they're becoming a client. So, but we were sitting down with recently, doing our portfolio review and showing them, what we can do for them and how we go about doing things. And they came over and they had the, you know, typical 60-40% stocks to bonds. I think they were like 65-35, and they've had horrible performance. I don't even know. I've got to look into it, but absolutely horrible performance over the last few years, and they were upset about it, and they had every right to be. And so again, we started our risk management model, saying, okay, look, they have more money than they need in retirement, which is a wonderful thing, right? Obviously. And the question that they had for me naturally is, you know, what would you guys do? And I said, okay, well, this is where our risk management model comes in, because it's all up to you. You need to generate 4.5 to 5% returns on their money. That's what they need to generate to fulfill all their retirement goals. We'd gone through the planning process with them and figured out, you know, how much money they're going to need in retirement and adjusted for inflation down the road. And we're looking at it and going, okay, this is the pace we need to be on. These are the kind of gains we need to make for you to stay on track in your retirement. And so went through that process and I said, okay, when we're targeting a return of 4 to 5%, right, which I think you're smart to do, you know, you don't need to try to be more aggressive than, you know, you just need your money to do what you need it to do. The goal is not, you know, for most people, the goal is not to retire the richest person on their block or in their city or whatever. The goal is to take as little risk as possible in terms of meeting their retirement goals. So when I say take as little risk as possible, I mean in terms of if you know, if you need 6% to fund your retirement, then it's probably not good to set up a portfolio that's aiming for 9. If we overshoot and get better than 6, that's great. But let's not take any more risk than we have to, right? Because funding your retirement is the number one goal, not becoming a multimillionaire. Now, for some of you, that may be the result, but right, what are we trying to do? Like I tell people all the time, don't talk to me about percentages. When we're talking about retirement planning, 70-30 or 80-20% chances of winning, that doesn't work. You get one retirement. We need 100% success, right? I'm not saying we're guaranteeing that, but I think you know what I mean. So getting back to the lady, so she asked me, what would you do? And I said, well, what would I do with your money or what would I do with mine? And she laughed and she said, what would you do with your money? And I said, oh, I'd probably have next to nothing of it in the market right now if I was in your shoes. And she kind of gave me a weird look and I just said, look, nobody knows what's going to happen in the stock market year to year. But if the stock market, if you went back in time and you sold the stock market every time it looked like it does now in terms of all-time highs, close to all-time high valuations, you know, all the different things that are out there, if you'd have sold it at this point going back in history, you'd have done really well. You'd have done really well and you'd have missed a lot of catastrophes. Play the percentages. And I said, what I would do is I would go into one of these products that we offer that, you know, where you rise and fall, you rise with the stock market, but when the stock market falls, you don't go anywhere. You stay flat. And stock market goes down 30% and you stay flat. Market starts coming back up again, you move up with it. And we talk about that in the segment we call the dirtiest word in investing, because those products are called fixed indexed annuities. And people hear the word annuity and they run for the hills. So there are a lot of guys that do radio shows or do seminars, and they get people in, they talk about our special investment program because it's bad for marketing to use the word annuity. I find that deplorable personally. I think it's disgusting to, just because a word isn't good for marketing, we're not going to use it, but then we're going to pitch the product like it's something else. So we're just going to come out and say what it is. But they're fantastic products if they fit into the portfolio. I mean, if you've got a product that'll generate you 5 to 6, you know, as high as 7% a year when you're taking no downside risk, I mean, I don't care if it's called a shopping cart, right? If it does what I need it to do and it guarantees me against loss, then what's the issue? So I was explaining to the lady. I said, look, I'd probably have most of my money in that. And I'd have a little bit of money in the stock market. And then eventually at some point, you know, and again, we're not trying to time it, but at some point over the course of your 20-year retirement, stocks are historically expensive right now. Pretty good chance that we'll be at or close to historically cheap at some point, right? So why not put your money, you know, most of your assets into one of these annuities, and then, you know, you can move up to 10% of the balance of these annuities and these contracts out. So you can take a 10% withdrawal out of these contracts per year without having to pay any, you know, surrender fees or charges or anything like that. And so I said, you know, at some point, you know, the market's going to be cheap. That's the way these things work. Nothing goes up forever. And when that happens, then start moving money from your annuity back into the stock market. But until then, if the market keeps going up, you'll go up with it. That's what I'd do. I wouldn't risk it. At this point in the cycle, I wouldn't risk anything. Now, had she asked me that question in 2009, my answer would have been 100% the opposite. And people go, oh, well, that's sure. It's easy. One. No, I mean, it's look, when a market drops 65% a year, run, you know, go run the, again, we got to play the numbers, right? Go run the averages on that. You know, my grandfather used to say, Zachary, don't invest for the end of the world because it only happens once. So when a market like the United States, or the S&P 500 in the United States, when it goes down 65% in a 12-month period of time, you know, you're almost guaranteed that that's probably a really good time to invest, right? Consequently, when you got record high stock prices and making new record highs every day, and we've seen this movie before, people. Saw the same thing in 99, saw the same thing in 2007, 2008. And it won't be any different this time. I've got no clue what the timetable is, but we'll be at really miserable lows at some point. That's the way these things work. So I said to her, considering where you're at, considering you only need to make 5%, I'd take as little risk as possible. Why risk losing it? If we know that a catastrophic loss is the only thing that can mess up your retirement, then why in the world would we even allow it on the table? For what? It doesn't make any sense. And so they said, you know, we don't know about annuities. We've always heard they're bad. And I looked at him and I said, compared to what? And we had the conversation. They were well informed, and we had the conversation about how annuities used to be. You're giving money over to somebody, and you know, the insurance company, and they're taking it, and then they're guaranteeing you a stream of income. But basically, for the first 20 years, you're just getting paid back with your own money. And I said, that's exactly true, but that's not at all how these products work. As a matter of fact, they probably shouldn't even be called annuities. Well, basically, they're index products, and they ride an index up, and in up years, you give them a piece of your winnings, and in down years, in exchange for that, they guarantee you against loss. And if that product averages between 5 to 7% a year, you know, it's a heck of a lot better than most bond funds. I can tell you that. And, you know, for those of you that hear the show, that's how we started using these products as a replacement for bond funds. Interest rates are going up. We've been saying it for the last year and a half. And here we are in the last month, interest rates are skyrocketing, which means bond valuations are going down. So long story short, we sat down and the client got it. And they said, you know, we've got to think about this differently. That's never the way that we'd really thought about it. We thought mutual funds were the only way to go, or stocks were the only way to go. And I said, look, I think that you've got enough money, and it's a wonderful idea to have stocks be a part of your portfolio, but you should have that exposure very low right now, considering where the stock market's at, considering what's going on in the economy, considering auto loan delinquencies, considering rising mortgage delinquencies. And again, I don't want to alarm anybody. It's not, you know, it's not catastrophic. The world isn't coming to an end. I'm not saying that. But when you've got things that are this highly valued, a lot can go wrong, not a lot can go right. It's just history. You got to play the percentages. And when you're in retirement, or you're planning for retirement, you've got to take a different approach. You should not be using the same investment method that you got to retirement with, right? Because when we're saving for retirement, we're putting money into our retirement savings every single day, or every quarter, or however that works in your 401k plan. So when markets go down, you're buying more and more of this stuff at cheaper prices. We flip into retirement now. Now it's completely different. Now we're pulling money out. A loss in the market when we're retired is nothing but a loss. There is no upside because we're not adding to it. So you've got to approach it differently. But anyway, we got to get rolling. For those of you, again, you hear us say it every single week, if you want to do a 15-minute risk review and figure out how we can hopefully improve the returns of your portfolio but lower the risk, most importantly, give me a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Set up a free 15-minute risk review for you and just give you some ideas and the names of some products and some documents, and you know, send you some emails with some information. And, you know, if you want to go forward, we can set up an appointment. If not, you're armed with more information. It's all about educating. So you can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. You can set up an appointment or the 15-minute phone risk review online and check out some of our materials we've got on there. And we'd love to talk to you. So we got to get rolling. Got another break coming up. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. 3 generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
The entire goal of investing is maximizing your returns while minimizing your risk, which seems pretty obvious, right? Well, what's not obvious is how to do that in a 0% interest rate environment with bond prices at all-time highs.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
One of the dirtiest words in the investment world is annuity. And from the time Abraham & Company was founded in 1982 till midway through 2012, we agreed, and we never recommended an annuity for a single client. Well, times have changed, and so have annuities. Most clients benefit from moving their bond money into a growth-focused annuity, which is guaranteed against loss and paying between 5 to 6% a year, compared to the 1 to 2% they're getting with most bonds. So go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. That's knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for sticking with us. On the next segment, I'm a bit surprised how often we run into this, but I understand it and it makes sense to me. We run into an inordinate amount of clients or prospective clients that have large amounts of cash on hands. And for various reasons, some of them are afraid of the markets. Some of them think they have already, too much in the market. Some of them hate the markets. Some of them aren't sure, they don't necessarily hate the markets, but they don't know what to put it in, various different reasons. And that's a wonderful thing. Cash is king, right? The only problem is that we run into this situation where we've got clients with big piles of cash, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes, seven figures. And obviously they're sitting in that amount of cash because there's a risk issue of some type, right? Maybe they feel they've got enough exposure to investments already or equities or stocks, bonds, things like that. And maybe they've done the math and said, if I make nothing on my money, I'll have more than I need. So why am I risking losing it, right? And it's hard to argue with that logic. But at the same time, if we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, making 4, 5, 6% on that money, that's a lot of money. Right? It's painful to have that money sitting there not making anything. It's a shame. And traditionally what you do with people, 2004, 2005, you could stick them in a money market account and make 4.5 to 5%. Obviously things have changed. But what do you do now? And whenever I meet with these clients, typically they've met with somebody else, or maybe they've got a broker or an advisor, and yet they still have this money sitting there. And, basically it's because they don't like the ideas or the risk or the potential of loss that these other plans have. And whenever I sit down with these people, they've talked to other people, and I go, okay, so what does everybody else advise that you do? And they go, I've gotten all these plans. And I go, well, how much money did they suggest that you invest? They've got $400,000 sitting in cash, and maybe they got $500,000-$600,000 in an IRA account. And I go, so what did the portfolio that they suggested, did it have $600,000? They go, no. It included all my assets. And I said, what did they want you to invest it in? And they go, oh, well, some guys said ETF, some guys said mutual funds. And I go, oh, so they want you to put the money in the market. And they go, yeah. And now these are conversations I've been having just in the last month. Okay. And so The cash I'm talking about for the vast majority of these clients, it's cash that's never been in the market, right? It went straight from their paycheck or bonuses or things like that, and it just stacked up. So it's never been in the market. And I said, okay, you have never had this money in the market. And then now that we're at all-time highs with, again, valuations, and you guys are probably tired of me talking about it, but I can't bang the table loud enough. Nothing goes up forever, people. You know, what are you waiting for? You should make some changes to your portfolio. It's a wonderful time to sell. Not everything, and I'm not saying we time the market, but it's a wonderful time to reassess your portfolio and figure out how much exposure to the market you need. And if you don't need 70% or 80%, by goodness sakes, don't have it. Right? You're just, again, one of the most expensive markets of all time. You know, could it get more expensive? Sure. But if you don't need it, you know, don't stick your neck out there on the ledge, or, you know, risk getting your head lopped off, chasing an extra 3 or 4, 5% maybe, and risk losing 40 or 50 in the process. That doesn't make any sense. So anyway, getting back to how this relates to the cash side of it, we asked the client. So the portfolio recommendation you get from everybody else included money in the market. And they go, oh yeah, they wanted the whole thing. I got a $1.1 million portfolio when you add in my $400,000 or $500,000 of cash, and the recommendations for the whole thing. And I sat there and I went, okay, that's brilliant. We're going to take money that hasn't participated in the last 220% move in the market over the last 8 years, and now we're going to stick it in the stock market? That's ridiculous. And it's reckless. If you got a pile of money out there, you don't have to call me. You don't have to do it through Abraham and Company, but don't let somebody talk you into sticking money into the market right now. The only other way you should be deploying that money is through something that is protected. And you might not like the sound of it, but if you've got a phobia about annuities, you need to look at these new fixed index annuities, because they're not at all the products you think they are. And the reason the guys that are just pitching ETFs and mutual funds and bonds, the reason they're raging against them, A, most of them don't understand the products because they don't have access to them. And B, it doesn't fit into their business model. They want to make recurring revenue and they don't want to just sell something for a simple commission. Or maybe they can't. I don't know. But you need to take a look at them, because if you can generate a 4, 5, 6% per year and not take any risk, and not have any upside caps, meaning if you have a great year in the market like 2013, you can make 15% a year. And you had clients make 17%, I believe, in 2013 in a fully insured product that's insured against loss. And when you got $300,000 or $400,000, $500,000 sitting there, not making 4 or 5%, I mean, do the math. You're talking about 30 grand a year, you know, and then compounded interest kicks in, and that ends up being a lot of money, you know. 7, 8, 9 years of that pays for your grandkids' college. So it's nothing to shake a stick at. But I'm not saying you should just deploy it in the market. What I'm saying is you should figure out a way to protect it, a way, but still earn that interest. It's just so much money to have sitting there not doing anything. It just hurts. So there are cash alternatives, but whether you call us or not, and you know, we were talking about this during the break, maybe there's some of you that have called us before. Maybe you wanted to call us, but you didn't want to do a 15 minute, you had more in-depth questions than that. You didn't want to do a 15 minute risk review. Give us a call. We'll take longer than we need, we'll take as long as you need. We'll answer any questions you've got. We can set up a time on an office day. Typically I'm in the office more on Mondays and Fridays, because I'm not, you know, meeting with so many clients between Tuesday and Thursdays. But we'd be happy to walk you through it and show you some alternatives for your cash, show you some alternatives for your bond portfolios, show you how we every time we sit down with a client, our goal is to increase or maintain the gains, the upside potential of their portfolio, but lower the risk. And there's many ways to do that. It's not just a catchphrase. It's not just sales talk. There are other ways to generate decent returns without taking risk. There really are. So anyway, you can learn all about it at the website, knowyourriskradio.com. As you all know, you can give me a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And we'd be happy to tell you about it. We'd be happy to do the side-by-side comparison of the portfolio you currently have and what you've been doing with things that we've been doing for our clients, and show you the difference, including fees and performance and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. You can schedule a meeting with us on there as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about Abraham & Company. what makes us different? You know, we've been in business for 33 years in the Puget Sound area. How we've been in business this long? What is the approach that we take? What makes us different? You know, why should you listen to us? So stick with us. Appreciate you listening to the show. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you retired or getting close? Are you worried about risking your savings to get the returns you need out of your investments? Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 to 6% annual growth? With growth-focused annuities, as the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, growth-focused annuities generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review and find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. Or give us a call and we'll show you how you can invest your hard-earned retirement money, earn a good return, and never risk losing a penny. Call now at 866-779-RISK. 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
Now back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. For those of you just joining us, I'm the Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company. And this is our radio show all about risk management and what that means to you as an individual investor. It's a subject that does not get talked about nearly enough, at least on the retail investor side. If you ever hear some of the great money managers of the world, guys like Stan Druckenmiller, even George Soros, who's probably not very popular to most of the audience and certainly not with us, but his track record's undeniable. Guys like Kyle Bass, what you'll hear them talk about, one of the biggest aspects of managing money is risk management. And that's what we want to bring to retail investors. There's nowhere near enough risk management being discussed or deployed in retail investors' portfolios. And that can cause serious problems, especially for those close to retirement. And oftentimes, the normal portfolios that a lot of you get, or a lot of you have, or that a lot of financial advisors are giving you are just based on historical norms, and we're not operating in a time of historical norms. For those of the seminar, you've heard me rant and rage about 60-40 portfolios. Based on where interest rates are and where bond valuations are, it is impossible for a 60-40 portfolio, so 60% stocks, 40% bonds, to achieve the historically advised or expected returns that it has in the past. Rates are zero. The bonds can't go up in value anymore. So the best you can hope for is to get a ridiculously low interest rate. And yet most advisors haven't changed their advice. They haven't adjusted. And when the return profile of a portfolio changes, inherently the risk profile of that portfolio changes.
And so the reason we've been subscribing to the whole 60-40 portfolio for those close to retirement or in retirement for so long, those factors are no longer in play. Now, does that mean we throw the baby out with the bathwater and get rid of the idea or the concepts behind the 60-40 portfolio? No, the concepts are good. It's meant to provide you with retirement income and also grow your assets in such a way as to protect you from inflation. But for those many of the people I've sat down with this week, I've walked them through mathematically how that can't happen with a 60-40 portfolio, with the normal allocation that's currently being doled out by so many different advisory firms. And so you need to make an adjustment. You've got to account for things that have changed. And so this leads me to my next question that we received a lot, several times actually, especially from those that attended the retirement roundtable. And that was just bluntly, Zach, what makes you guys different and why should we go with you? And that's a great question. So first of all, let's start off at structurally. I believe now we are the oldest privately owned broker-dealer in the state of Washington. We were founded in 1983 by my father and grandfather. I didn't build the firm. I'm standing on the shoulders of the guys that did the real heavy lifting several decades ago. And because we've been a registered broker-dealer for so long, we have a comprehensive history that's actually recorded by the SEC, and it includes background checks, so whether we've had any criminal charges brought against us, DUIs, bankruptcies, anything pertaining to financial issues. They also track client complaints. Have we had any? How many? Have we had any judgments against us? Any regulatory issues? And when you're talking about a 33-year history, A, it's all recorded there, and it's a long track record. And I encourage people to go to www.brokercheck.finra.org or just type in brokercheck into a Google search and you'll pull it up and you can enter our name, Abraham and Company. You can enter my name, Zach Abraham. You can enter my father's name, who's the principal of our firm, Kai Abraham. And you can check out our history. We've been here in the Northwest the entire time. And you can see, like I said, customer complaints, regulatory issues. You can see all that. And don't just do it with us, do it with everybody. Now, what you're going to see with us is a remarkably clean situation. We've never even had a client complaint in 33 years. We're very proud of that. After all, it's our name on the door, and we take that very personally. We believe that managing, one of the firm mottos is managing people's money is one of the most intimate relationships you can have with them outside of marriage. That might sound a bit dramatic, but it's true. You're trusting your life, your legacy, and your retirement, your later years, your security into our hands, and it's not something we take lightly. It's a family business, truly, and the clients become part of that family. So it's very personal to us. The other aspect of it is that we're also a registered investment advisor, which means we have two layers of regulation constantly watching over us, which can be a real pain. But it also means, unlike a lot of other broker dealers, that we're also held to a fiduciary standard, which means that we can't just sell what's suitable to our clients. We have to sell what is absolutely in their best interest, the best available investment, not just one that works, not just one that checks off a box. And on top of that, we deploy much more of an active management solution. We believe that our clients, the reason they're paying us money, the reason they're paying us fees, is to get better results, not ones they can get everywhere else. And that's a big difference. We're not going to tell you, hey, you just got to stick it out and ride the markets up and down. We're proactive about it. We want you not to lose money when the markets go down. Can we guarantee that? No, nobody can. But it's the difference between an active approach and a passive approach. And like I said, if you like a passive approach, we can do that too. We just know for a fact that there's value to be had through the active management model, both on protecting you from the downside and delivering better upside. And our results this year have been a perfect example of that. We've done well, and we've done it in a very conservative manner. And I can't discuss performance because it differs from client to client, but it's one of the things that we can go over when we speak in person. And we do the side-by-side risk comparison. We can show you exactly how we've had superior returns with less risk. And that's really what it's all about, right? We always say the three aspects of investing, they're very simple. We make them really complex, but it all boils down to what is your upside potential, what is your downside risk, and what is your cost? And yet we don't really think about it in those terms. And everything should be evaluated in that, you know, in that light. So, that's what makes us different. We are different. We're substantially different. We've got a longer track record than most. We've been here forever. Never, you know, it's, we've been serving Northwest families for our entire existence. We've been doing this for a long time. We're a combination of a broker dealer and a registered investment advisor, which means we can give our clients everything that they can be offered at the big banks and more, but we also are held to a fiduciary standard. It's an extra layer of compliance for us and an extra layer of cost, but it's better for the client. And, it produces a more secure environment and, an environment where we are held to the highest standard, and that benefits obviously you. So, if you want to hear how that works and how we look at things and want to hear more information, again, you can call us at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or you can go to the website, listen to some of our other podcasts, and go to BrokerCheck. Check out our history. Don't take my word for it. And check out everybody's history. It's one of the easiest ways to make sure you're not being defrauded. And again, it also has criminal records, so you know exactly who you're dealing with, right? And that's important when we're talking about your life savings and your retirement. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk and download your free risk profile at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.